here for now. Amy, you should have internet again. Stand by here. Let's check and see if anybody can hear us. Get over here and check the chat room. Sorry about that. We had a loss of internet here for some reason. Just disappeared out of the clear blue sky. Give me just a minute to get everything running here again and make sure we got sound. And then we'll find out, you guys be thinking, what was the last thing that you heard me say, so we can pick up there where I left off. Thinking. Okay, let's see here. All right, Drum Jaw said, T-Dog, Mountain Shooter, everybody said, okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Okay, what was the last thing that you heard me say? What were we talking? I know what he was talking about. I just need to know what it was, the last thing I said, so we can continue on here. So, Pumpkin Cat's having a little trouble, looks like there. So, okay, you were still talking about Mia Love. So, the interview was just starting. Doc, yeah, must be too much happy weed for you there or something. I'm not sure. I don't think I said that. No, but anyway. Anyway, I don't know if you heard the all of the interview with Mia Love, but Mia Love is going to be good for Utah. She is she's excited, and I think she's going to be the greatest Congress critter that you've had up there for quite a while. And it's funny that they talk about the blacks bringing the Democrats around. I got to inform these people that not all blacks are Democrats. There was quite a few offices. There are not quite a few, but there was some that were, black Republicans filled office. And I think that's awesome as hell. I like it. And so with all these wins here, all the seats that we took, now we have the House and we have the Senate. And we still have a lame duck president that's going to be a problem. But so is everything going to change right away? Because we have all these Republicans in here. Is it going to change for the better? Are we going to see a lot of good happen here? Well, I don't think that all of our problems are going to go away overnight. I do think we'll see some good things happen, because I think that for the immediate future here, a lot of these senators have some of them are new, some of them are not, but all of them know why they got elected. And some of the newer ones, like Mia Love and like this guy in North Carolina, those guys are going to do a good job for a little while. They're going to do what the people want done. So at least it'll be good for their states. Now, how good it'll be for the rest of us is yet to be seen. But I do think we'll see some changes, and I do think it'll be for the better. I just don't know how long it's going to last. I think the energy and the enthusiasm will probably run out as soon as the money starts to kick in. But for a little while, I think we'll see some good out of this. Now, what I hate to see is everybody just start bitching and crying and moaning, saying, oh, yeah, well, it's not going to get any better. Well, what you need to do is shut up and go crawl back under your rock. We have to take one bite at a time. We have to get whatever we can get. And as I said last night, unless you're willing to take up arms and go and change this permanently and dynamically, then you need to take what we can get. You need to vote, and you need to do the best you can with what you got. And if it doesn't work, then we keep trying that until some point in the future where somebody is ready to say, okay, I'm done. Had all I can stand. Had all I can take. I ain't taking no more. and change it in a different way. So so either do something or shut up. You know, I get tired of hearing people say, well, you know, we do good in some field, some area. We get new people in there. We get, you know, we took the Senate and people are still bitching. What you need to do is shut up. You need to shut up and quit griping. You are part of the problem. If it seems like you just can't do anything right. I understand where the problem lies, and I understand ultimately what it's going to take to fix it. But until that time, you just need to shut up. Do what you can. Do the best you can with what you got. Vote. I realize that we're probably not going to see any huge changes here. May not see any changes at all. The changes we see may not be for the better. I don't know. What I do know is that none of that has happened yet. So don't start griping about it until it has happened. And then you can say, see, I told you so. But until then, you just need to shut up. And when quit predicting the future. We don't know what's going to happen. We can suspect. Some of us feel pretty darn sure that that's what's going on. But until we hear it, until we see it, until we know for sure that it has happened, then don't be second guessing. We've got to try to find a little bit of optimism somewhere. Just a little. There's too much there's too much negativity in everything. There's enough of it going on that's documentable, verifiable, you know, dyed in the wool, carved in stone, genuine negative stuff here that we don't need to be dragging it up stuff that hasn't even happened yet. We've got a tough road to hoe, and we only have two choices. That's work within the system right now, or take up arms and change the system in a very dynamic fashion. And until somebody is willing to do that, you vote, you petition, you go to rallies, you voice your opinions as much as you can. If you're just going to sit in your armchair in front of your computer and gripe, you need to shut up. It's just the way it is. So, let me see here. Got new guys popping in here. Gauntlet's in there. Drum Jaw. Guys are getting to be. Queso's back. Let's see here. What's Drum Jaw got to say? Keep me and all the good peace officers of Illinois, Missouri, and the St. Louis area in your thoughts and prayers the next few days. The results of the grand jury decision will be made public soon, and there will be a good possibility that good men and women will have to make split-second decisions. You know, you could be right, Drum Jaw. I hope you're very, very wrong. I know they're making a lot of noise. We'll see. We'll see if their bite's as bad as their bark or vice versa there. I hope that nothing happens, because if anything happens, if it breaks loose there, it may break loose all over the country. Because if they start it there, you know how it's going to be. You know what's going to happen. You're going to see it there. You're going to see it in Jackson, Mississippi. You're going to see it in Tampa, Florida. You're going to see it in Detroit. It's just going to be all over. And I'm with Queso. I hope that it's mostly noise. I hope they're just throwing empty threats. But, you know, there's been some violence. There's been a lot of stuff go on there already that could indicate that there may be more. But for the sake of the good people in that part of the country, which there are some, I hope that's not going to happen. So the Yeah, I know that the new Black Panther Party is raising a lot of cane out there. They're really making more noise than anybody. So we'll see what happens. You know, what's bothered me about this whole thing, the worst than anything, is that the city of Ferguson, or the, you know, whoever's running the show up there right now, would throw that officer under the bus because they don't want all this violence. You know, they're scared that scared that this is going to happen. They're going to say, oh, no, we can't do this. You know, it's better to sacrifice this one guy than to have the whole town burned down. And I hope that that has never entered anybody's mind. You know, there's going to come a time here in the immediate future where lots of instances are going to arise around the country where we're going to see if integrity and honesty and respect and personal responsibility will stand up to fear and evil. And you know, there's going to be times, I think we've seen it before. I mean, we've seen other cases where they said, okay, you know, this is going to happen, so they take some guy and charge him or turn him loose, one or the other, so that to make the bad guys happy, and everybody lives happily ever after, except for the people that have integrity and honesty and self-respect and all that. So anyway, let's see. What'd Doc say here? And there was riots across the U.S. Lots of rumors that New Orleans was going to be the next city up in flames. My dad was extremely anti-gun till the day he passed, yet he was down at Sears with all the other suburbanites trying to buy any sort of gun he could find. Isn't that strange? You know, there's a lot of people like that, that it takes their neighbor being raped or robbed or killed, or someone in the family, somebody that's close to them, before they look up and they say, you know, I hate guns, but I think I better have one. I think we better get one, you know, just in case. I hate them, but I think we better have one. So I'm not sure about all that. All right, let's see here. Let me get back over here, and Gal got some cotton picking mini deals here to... What is all this coming in? Oh, I've got some stuff coming in here from Utah. Lots of gun rights deals going on here, or lack thereof. We've got the great thing going on in Texas with the open carry law. I think that it will be on the governor's desk soon, the governor-elect, and when he does, he's already said he will sign it, so that's a great thing. They have a deal in Washington that didn't turn out too good. That is initiative measure number 594. This is a, let's see, or 590. No, there's 591 concerns firearms, and 594 concerns background checks for all firearm sales and transfers. So this could be a horribly bad thing for the state of Washington. This can be this universal background check deal here has passed in Washington State. And some of the things that, now the I-591 could be in direct conflict with I-594. They didn't think this out very good. So if you want to look at some of the silliest things here, let's see if I can bring this up here. Initiative 594 concerns background checks for firearm sales and transfers. This measure would apply currently used criminal and public safety background checks by licensed dealers to all firearm sales and transfers, including gun show and online sales, with specific exceptions. Personal sales, online sales still has to go through a dealer anyway, period. Well, I guess it wouldn't have to in your own state, depending on what your state laws are. Federal law doesn't require that if you're selling it to an individual in your state. Let's see here. Where's the... I had some references. I mean, some for instances here. Let's see if I can bring them back up. Yeah, I noticed Mountain Shooter and a couple other guys in C7 came in a little late last night, so they didn't hear the whole thing, which also means they didn't hear anything for the whole rest of the week and part of last week when I said that in order for me to stay on the air at all, I'm going to have to go to an hour with this time change. When the time changes back, I may go back to 2 hours. I don't know. But the only way I could do it at this time. I also entertain, I haven't talked to Amy about this yet. I just thought about it this morning. Another thing that I briefly entertain notion of, and that is doing the show early in the morning. I could, that's a possibility. Now, I don't know what it would do to you guys. If I were to do that, I would probably do it from 7 to 8 my time, mountain time. Right now, that would be 6 to 7 Pacific time, which would be pretty early for you folks out there. But it would be, 7? It would be 8, 9 to 10 Eastern. So that would be a little better for some of the people out there. You know, just with going all the way across the United States, we just can't possibly make everybody happy. So I don't know. We'll just keep plugging along here and do the best we can. I don't know what happened to my list of for instances here, so we'll just forget about that for right now. But let's go back here. on the flip side, let's see. I-591 would have caused a direct conflict and tied things up in court while attempting to protect the rights of people in Washington by preventing firearms confiscation without due process and by preventing Washington from enacting firearms regulations stricter than federal regulations. But the only bad thing about that is I-591 got voted down, I-594 got passed. So unless there's some way to revive 591 on the next next legislative session, then that's not going to make any difference. So, several things going on in the gun world here, part of it due to this election stuff here. Now, there's a cop here. This doesn't have anything to do with legislation or gun rights or anything, except that this guy in Florida, in Miami, this was a university police officer, Florida International University, was suspended after firing his gun inside of a Miami-Dade police training facility. He was just suspended. If it had been anybody else, they'd have thrown him in jail right off the bat. Now, the reason this wasn't an accident, it wasn't a demonstration that they forgot to unload the gun or something. The guy was mad because somebody said something, and instead of shooting the guy, he shot the gun up into the air 5 times or so. And I say inside the facility. It wasn't in a building, but it was inside of a training facility. So somebody had said something that upset him. If that cop can get that upset, that easy to fire his gun in the air, he don't need to be a cop. He don't need to carry a gun. He don't need to own a gun. He needs some counseling is what he needs. He needs some anger management classes is what he needs. Or an ass whooping, whichever comes first. Maybe a little of both. Wouldn't hurt anything. But on October 28th, one of our FIU police officers, while at the training exercise at Miami-Dade Police Department's training bureau, discharged his firearm in the air, not in part of a training exercise. Nope. I hate these professional things that are not professional. It says, nobody, one from the Miami-Dade Police Department, didn't say no one or nobody, nobody one from Miami-Dade Police Department was involved in this in any shape or form in this incident. This just seems to be an isolated action by an isolated individual. The officer has been relieved of duty. We're going to conduct our investigation for all intent and purposes. He is not a police officer while he's relieved of duty. He will not take any action as a police officer. It's not clear what made the officer so upset, but the police department has said that they will be investigating the case. It don't matter. There's nothing in the world that should make a police, anybody that carries a gun. You know, this is something I had some serious soul searching myself to do. This was back when I quit drinking. It was between the fact that I was taking Kempo almost every day, and the fact that I had just gotten my first concealed carry permit in 1992, I think it was. And that's when I made up my mind. I said, if I'm going to carry a gun, there's going to have to be some changes made in my life. I'm going to have to not get so angry, or if I get angry, I'm going to have to learn to contain it. And I'm going to have to do something about this drinking. And I decided real soon that they could not live harmoniously together, period. And if you're going to carry a gun, you need to make, if you haven't already, if you've got issues that you need to think about, then you damn sure need to think about them and act on it. Because when you, there is no second chance. Whether you hurt anybody or whether you just make a seriously bad mistake like this guy did shooting into the air because he was mad, if you've got that kind of anger issues, I'm sorry, but you don't need to carry a gun. You really don't. Carrying a gun is the single biggest, most intense responsibility that you'll ever undertake in your life. And there is no room for unmanageable anger. You can be angry, but you have to be able to control it. You have to be able to manage it. And if you can't do that, you need to leave your gun at home. Your gun needs to be for recreational purposes only, and go in places where you're not, don't think you're going to get mad. If you go out and have a beer and it was damn sure good, I think I'll have another. Please bring me one more. I picked up the next pork cork and pulled the bottle out of it and pour it down the drink. But if you're getting like that, then you need to not carry a gun. You just can't do it. There's no bringing it back. When that bullet leaves that bore, it's all you. It's got your name on it and an attorney attached to it, and that's all there is to it. So, now for you guys that didn't hear the show last night, there's going to be, with any luck, there's going to be a new product in town here before long. Doc has come up with an instant ambidextrous. You know what? I'd give my left arm to be ambidextrous. But he's got this instantaneous ambidextrous safety for AK platform rifles. And there's a couple of little things that we're talking about here to see how's the best way to do it. I'm going to be talking to a couple of manufacturing people that I know tomorrow and see if there's any way I can get an audience with them and see if we can check this thing out here. If it turns out to be what Doc and I would like for it to be, I can't go into great detail right now because we can't. Because we got to make sure it's protected until we get the ball rolling here. And I think it has high potential. It's simple. It's fast. It's sure, positive. Work just as well one hand than just as well with one and the other. And, a mountain shooter, I don't think we copyrighted it. I think what we need to do is patent it. But anyway, we'll for the and what we could do, and I'll have to talk to Doc about that. Doc, you might check into a deal. I think there's a, if we put on their patent pending, that protects you for a certain amount of time, and but not forever. So it either needs to be patented or not. But anyway, that you might want to look into that just for the heck of it and see. It doesn't cost anything to do that. But anyway, if it works out the way that Doc and I hope it will, then we are going to, or he is going to, revolutionize the operation of the AK-47. He's got his own name for it. I, frankly, would like to see it called a patrol safety. And, of course, it can still be called that, whatever it is. And the way this thing works, it can be attached in a matter of seconds. If you're going on patrol, you're going into a hostile environment, you're going to be standing guard, you're going to be doing something where you need that absolute instantaneous disengagement of the safety without having to move your firing position, finger already in the trigger guard, ready to go, able to take that safety off. Maybe something similar to, let's say, how about a Mossberg 500? Or any of those guns that have the safety mounted on top. That way you can be pointed in, grip established, finger on the trigger, ready to fire, flip the safety off without ever having to move your hand. Well, this is similar to what Doc has come up with here. So this would now this will be an aftermarket upgrade. It'll be something that you can take off and put your stock safety back on if you don't like it, or that's why I say a patrol safety. If you want that feature temporarily, then you just pop that on. It takes, you know, tightening the screw and everything, you're talking about a sum total of 5, 6, 8 seconds maybe. And if you want to put it back on because you're going on patrol, then you can carry the damn thing around in your pocket or in your rucksack or something and put it on anytime you want to. And there's no modifications to the gun. No, you don't have to do anything different to the receiver. You don't have to add anything. It's going to be a one part deal that you just remove your safety, put his in there, and there it is. So, pretty neat deal. Doesn't change the rifle whatsoever. Okay, so good luck with that. Not really. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, of course we want you to have good luck with it. I'm just not an AR fan. You know that. Okay, let me see if we can squeeze a couple more stories in here before we get done. This is going to take me a while to get used to this hour-long stuff here. It's been doing 2 hours here for so long. Let me see if I can pick out. Oh, here's a good one. I'll probably save this for tomorrow night, but I'm going to go ahead and do it now. And that is in Colorado. Oh, by the way, I thought Chicken Pooper was going to get defeated last night, but he didn't. Unless there is a recount, it's pretty close. There was 1% difference. I think he had 41% and his challenger had 46 or whatever it was, but whatever it was, there was 1% difference. But Chicken Pooper is still alive and well, and Andrew Como is still alive and well, which sucks. But we made a lot of great changes in a lot of important areas, but we lost the governorship of Colorado and New York. Okay, they have found some Coloradoans here that are circumventing the high-capacity magazine law, the new law there, in several different ways. And Sheriff there says, well, I'm not surprised. But and remember they passed the law there that said your magazines can't hold more than 15 rounds. Well, there's people that's getting around that. what they're doing, and this seems odd to me that they would even, I guess some of the magazines that were made had nothing more than spacers in them and short springs. Because it seems like, it's this undercover group here with CBS 4 said they had purchased several high-capacity magazines that were all usable. All of them were operable as 30-round magazines. And it seems that this guy, his name's Tom Mauser. How embarrassing for the Mauser family for this guy to be. And he said, we make it too easy to mow other people down. Really? What was it I did in my video out at the ranch the other day? I did, I could have mowed down, 18 people in a minute with a magazine-fed bolt-action rifle. 18 people in a minute. I put all the shots on target at, I think it was at 10 yards. I put all the shots in about a 4-inch group on a man-sized silhouette. 18 shots, 1 minute with a bolt action. So all this mowing people down with high-capacity magazines is a bunch of hooey, if you ask me. But anyway, apparently what they're doing, they sell these kits, and it just consists of a follower and a spring. You stick it in there, and it all of a sudden it becomes a... So obviously it seems to me that they're having to take a spacer out of there and put a normal size spring and a follower in there, and voila, it's a 30-round magazine. This undercover group here bought one from the clerk, opened the package, put it together in 24 seconds, and sold CBS 4 the 30-round magazine for $25. Said all you have to do is put it in and lock it in place, and that's it. The CBS 4 guy says, so it's kind of a workaround. He said, yep, it is. He said they've been selling a lot of high-capacity magazine kits. Anyway, what a deal. So much stuff we have to worry about today, and we got to worry about whether or not somebody's got a... I had my rebuild kit for there. Let's see here. Let's see what's going on in the chat room before I go look. Uh-oh. Huh? Nah, probably not tonight. I'm doing okay. Thank you. See you in a little bit. That was Mountain Shooter. That's exactly right. That is Colorado's bullet button right there. Remember when California, most of you, if you're not from California, you still might remember the, T-Dog said goodnight, Amy. The bullet button, it said you had to have a tool to change the magazine. So you couldn't punch the magazine out with your thumb. You had to have the point of a bullet is the way it was designed. So you take a cartridge and stick the point of the bullet in there to punch the magazine out. Well, the other guy came up with an idea of a ring. And this ring, you wear this ring while you're shooting, and it has a little pointy thing on it, a little tit on it, and then when you're shooting, then you just take that ring and stick it in there and punch your magazine out. What did it cost you? Half a second. Maybe a half a second or so, a little more. So, what? How stupid was that? Oh, well. Anyway. So many things going on. Interesting things happening right now. Let me see. I'm going to get another one in here just because. Yeah. I'm not even going to do that one. I might do that some other time. I'm not going to do it tonight. That was quite the story there. Here's one. This was in Hang on a minute. Let me get it opened up here. This woman should be horsewhipped. I mean, she should be tied to a post and beat within an inch of her life. I can't believe that she did this. What a dirty, rotten, sorry thing that she is. But they caught her. You know, luckily, the kid didn't get in any trouble. She put a gun in her boyfriend's, or she put her boyfriend's gun in his son's backpack to get the kid in trouble at school. Can you imagine what that kid felt like? Go to school. It's not mine. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it's there. Really? I've never seen it before. I don't know how it got there. It's because this stupid woman put it in there to try to get her son in trouble. Or her boyfriend's son in trouble. She thinks that this 13-year-old boy had mistreated her two younger children. Now, okay, we don't know whether he did or whether he didn't, but that's not the way that you deal with it. That's not the way you solve the problem. But somehow she must have told somebody because there was an anonymous phone call. Let's see. Oh, I see. No, she made the anonymous phone call. It was later linked to her, which led to the gun being found in the boy's backpack. She said nobody was hurt or anything. But anyway, she got 3 years for her troubles. So I think that's just awesome. 3 years is at least a good start. I think that's adequate for the time being. Okay. Well, you know what, Queso? I don't know. I really don't know. I ponder on this almost daily. I see the way people treat people. I see the way that they treat animals. I see the way that they conduct themselves in public, the way that they dress, the way that they talk. We're losing the English language. In the form of texting and chat rooms and stuff, punctuation. You know what I did today? Where was I at? I was at Radio Shack. I was getting some stuff to build some more colloidal silver generators. By the way, if anybody's looking for those, go to theshootingbench.us and silver generators, manuals, Glock armor manual, the whole nine yards is on there. But anyway, I was at Radio Shack, and I was looking at a sign that was on the back of the cash register there, and I forgot what it said now, but the way they put it in, there was one letter that was not capitalized, which should have been the beginning of a sentence, and no period at the end of the sentence. So when you read it, it make a damn bit of sense. And I'm sitting there looking at the clerk, and I always carry a Sharpie every day. It's part of my getting dressed in the morning. I have a Sharpie in my 511 shirt for marking targets and stuff. And I pulled my Sharpie out of there, and I put the proper punctuation and capitalized that letter. And I said, now maybe your customers can figure out what the hell this sign means. They just put a bunch of random words down there with no place to stop a sentence or start it or anything else, and that's just, it's slovenly is what that is. So, anyway, I changed it right there while they were watching. And I don't care if it embarrasses them, pisses them off or not, it pisses me off. Because we, back to what started that whole conversation there was the fact that, what was Queso asked? What? How come people are so immature? I look at all the things that they do, the way that they, their work ethic. You know, you see these few select, choice individuals that work on drilling rigs and then construction crews and stuff, and put their heart into it and do a good job, and then you see a few of them that work at car washes and fast food stores and whatnot, and wind up can't even hold on to those jobs. And, you know, I think it goes back to the feminization of the American male and will ultimately lead to our absolute destruction. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my opinion, and you're welcome to it. So, anyway. Okay, well, tomorrow's Thursday. It's our gun-related version or edition of the Shooting Bench. Friday will still be, barring any problems that we have or anything, I'll be going to Young, Arizona, and speaking at a survival rendezvous down there. I'll be speaking at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at, I believe it's 3 o'clock Sunday, and again it's 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Sunday at this deal. So, but that won't affect me staying up late enough to, I will be doing the Liberty Lounge on Fridays, doing that at for 2 hours just like normal, unless something unforeseen happens every once in a while. But the plan is to do Fridays just like we always have, or just like we have for the last year or so anyway. Probably been 2 years, almost 2 years now that we've started doing Liberty Lounge. Not quite 2 years, but really close to it. So, anyhow, be that as it may, I am fixing to be out of here. So we'll see y'all tomorrow. Thanks for joining me. Okay, let's call it a day. Thank you for joining me. Join me every Monday through Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time for the Shooting Bench, right here on Just Measures Radio Network. Let